Thank you very much, and welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting for June the 20th. We have present five of our council, and we have two on the phone, Mr. Richens and Mr. Kavanaugh. Are you guys present on the telephone?
Yes, this is Dennis. I'm present.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm here as well.
Thank you. We'll proceed with the beginning of the meeting then. We will begin with an invocation that tonight will be offered by Senior Pastor James Adams with the Cornerstone Church. Following the invocation, we will have the Pledge of Allegiance that will be offered by Boy Scout Ian Fish from Troop 673. So we invite everyone to stand now for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Father, we do thank you for this privilege of living in the city of Mesa. We pray for all those who represent this city. We thank you for the council members. We do ask, O Lord, that you would give safety to our city. We thank you for the diversity of our city and the way in which it is well ordered. We thank you for the privilege of living here, and we pray that you would deliver us from some catastrophic event, even as we have witnessed in these days, that horrible, evil event there in Orlando, Florida. We ask, Lord, that you would give wisdom to those who give leadership here in this city, that we would be a city with principles, a city with love one to another, with all of our diversity, that there would be a care and a concern and a love one to another with all of our different backgrounds. We thank you for how rich our city is in so many ways, in history and in different peoples and ethnic backgrounds, and we thank you for the privilege of living here. We ask now, Lord, for your blessing upon this meeting in the name of the one who is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor Adams and Ian, for getting our meeting off to a good start. The first item on our agenda is to consider the consent agenda. We invite Mr. Kevin Christopher forward to read that.
Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen request, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Saratoga Club of Mesa, one-day charitable event Monday, July 4th, 263 North Center Street. Item 3B, act on liquor license application for Lily's, 7000 East Main Street. Item 3C, act on liquor license application for Smashburger, 6807 East Baseline Road. Item 4A, act on contract amendment and value increase to purchase an Aspect-hosted SMS interactive text response subscription, mobile web solution, and text-to-speech licensing for the Business Services Department and Municipal Court, as requested by the Information Technology Department. Item 4B, act on 6-year renewal of the service agreement for the Motorola System Upgrade Agreement for the Communications Department. Item 4C, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for printing election publicity pamphlets for the City Clerk's Office. Item 4D, act on 1-year renewal of the term contract for uniform garments for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4E, act on 3-year term contract for firefighting foam for the Fire and Medical Department. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase one replacement Chevrolet Tahoe for the Police Department. Item 4G, act on 3-year term contract for safety and medical supplies for the police department. Item 4H, act on contract for purchase of a conversion upgrade of the electrical evidence shelving storage system for the police department. Item 4I, act on 3-year term contract for bomb suits and helmets for the police department. Item 4J, act on 3-year term contract for Glock handguns for the police department. Item 4K, act on contract for purchase of workstations and storage shelving for the police department firearms training facility. Item 4L, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for the pest control services for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4M, act on one-year renewal of the term contract for generator maintenance services for the Water Resources, Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities, and Communications Departments. Item 4N, act on contract to purchase 5 circuit breakers for the Energy Resources Department. Item 4O, act on dollar limit increase to the term contract for Secure Security Access System upgrades as requested by the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4P, act on change orders and dollar limit increase to the term contract for a performance cooling water treatment program for the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4Q, act on 6-month contract extension and dollar limit increase to the term contract for chiller maintenance and repair services for citywide locations as requested by the Parks, Recreation, and Community Facilities Department. Item 4R, act on 3-year term contract for asphalt seal coat materials for the Transportation Department. Item 4S, act on 3-year term contract for asphalt seal coat materials and application for the Transportation Department. Item 4T, act on contract to purchase networking tools for the supervisory control and data acquisition network upgrade for the Water Resources Department, as requested by the Information Technology Department. Item 4U, act on purchase to rebuild 4 Lawrence pumps for the Water Resources Department. Item 4V, act on contract for the Mesa Fire and Medical Regional Dispatch Center and Emergency Operations Center. Funding is available from the 2013 Authorized Public Safety Bond Program. Item 5A has been removed from the agenda. Item 5B, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a development agreement with Mesa Airport Growth Properties, LLC, relating to the construction of railroad improvements between Power and Ellsworth Roads. Item 5C, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to enter into a grant agreement with the U.S. Department of the Interior Bureau of Reclamation to accept funds for landscape conversion rebates for non-residential water customers. Item 5D, act on resolution approving and authorizing the city manager to reallocate human services funds from fiscal year 2015-2016 and allocate additional human services funds for fiscal year 2016-2017 to nonprofit organizations for activities approved by the City Council and to enter into agreements for disbursements of human services funds. Item 5E, act on resolution submitting to the qualified electors of the City of Mesa at the general election on November 8, 2016, the question of increasing the city's transaction privilege or sales tax by 0.4%. The increase will be used solely to fund Mesa Police and Mesa Fire and Medical personnel, equipment, facilities, and other services, and governmental and economic development projects, including the Arizona State University project and other post-secondary educational projects. Item 5F, act on resolution designating the general election date as November 8, 2016, and the purpose of the general election, providing the deadline for filing for and against ballot measures, providing the deadline for voter registration, and providing the times that polls will be open. At the general election, the qualified electors of the city shall vote on the following measure. Question 1, city transaction privilege or sales tax increase. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance amending section 10-4-6 of the Mesa City Code to decrease speed limits from 30 miles per hour to 25 miles per hour on a portion of McClellan Road from Stapley Drive to Gilbert Road as recommended by the Transportation Advisory Board. Item 7A, act on ordinance regarding Z16-022, 2325 East University Drive, located east of Gilbert Road on the south side of University Drive, a rezone to allow for development of a single residence subdivision. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you very much. Ms. Mickelson, I know you previously handed me some blue cards. I do see that an individual has asked that one of the items be removed from the consent agenda. Do you have any other blue cards at this time?
No, that's all of them.
Okay. So, Council, an individual has asked that agenda items 5E and F be removed from the consent agenda. So I would entertain a motion for the approval of the consent agenda, not including items 5E and 5F. Thank you. Mr. Finter made that motion and was seconded by Mr. Glover. All in favor? Well, please cast your vote. Mr. Cavanaugh, how do you...
I vote aye.
Thank you. Mr. Richens.
I vote aye.
Thank you. The vote is unanimous in favor of adopting the consent agenda. We will now take up agenda items 5E and 5F. I do have a request to speak from Mr. Thomas Schulte. Mr. Schulte, I would invite you forward at this time.
Hi, Thomas Schulte, 7604 East Wolf Canyon Street.
I oppose the current ASU City Center proposal. The $100,000 a year lease will generate only $9.9 million over 99 years. Lease payments will total only 1/8 of the cost of the buildings paid for by Mesa. The lease deal is good for ASU, but a financial disaster for Mesa. The majors to be offered at City Center seem to be taken from a list of majors with the worst job prospects. Far from being an opportunity for our students, I believe ASU City Center will be a snare to them, saddling them with high levels of student debt they cannot repay. You may envision a thriving campus. More likely, the campus will end up like several other higher education startups in Mesa and surrounding cities, closed a few years after opening. An eyesore of vacant buildings is, in my opinion, the most likely outcome of this effort, a failed project that will inhibit other downtown redevelopment efforts. I am not the only one questioning the wisdom of this campus. Even the Mesa Republic, which almost always supports new taxes for economic development, has questioned the wisdom of City Center in a recent column by Joanna Allhands. Given the unfavorable financial terms of the IGA, the recent poor track record of higher education expansions, the selection of majors with poor job prospects that are to be offered, and crippling high levels of debt students will face whether or not they graduate from such a high-cost institution, many Mesa residents may question the wisdom of proceeding with ASU City Center. I ask you to separate the tax increase on the ballot into two measures, one for public safety of 0.25% and one for higher education of 15 basis points. The IGA for City Center envisions a citizen vote on the funding. Please give residents the chance for a straightforward vote on City Center, one where the question is not modeled by tying it to a public safety spending. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Schulte. I also have four other requests to speak at this time. Deanna Villanueva Saucedo. Welcome, Deanna. I should have noted prior to Mr. Schulte that you have 3 minutes to speak, so thank you very much.
So, Mayor, members of City Council, thank you for this opportunity to speak. My name is Deanna Villanueva Saucedo, 1513 South Case Circle, Mesa 85204. Many of you have openly heard me say that I'm absolutely biased, that Mesa is a great community with people who care. But like many large cities across the country, we are changing. Mesa is not the same city in which my dad was born and raised, in which he is now enjoying retirement. It's not the same city in which I grew up, purchased my home, and have worked my entire career, nor will I expect it to be the same for my son as he works on developing his future and hopefully stays in Mesa. It would be foolish to think that our city could stay the same as it always was, but I would rather have that change come at our own hands and via our own direction. As you all know better than most, Mesa is the 38th largest city in the country with over a third of our residents under the age of 24. We have stellar high school graduation rates and yet lag national, state, and Phoenix metro area rates for post-secondary educational attainment. Two of our top five employers citywide are public sector, with another two in the top 10. As a Mesa native with over two decades of community involvement and over a decade working in education, I know our young people and families want to be successful. I work with great kids each and every day who are trying to be successful and self-sufficient. But as a community, we need educational options in our own community. If we want to attract high-quality private sector companies with high-paying jobs that will keep Mesa the great community we know it is, we need to demonstrate a highly educated workforce, which unfortunately, in the current economic climate of our state, will require an investment of our own financial resources. And make no mistake about it, this isn't some kind of liberal spending agenda or some feel-good exercise for great kids. I know we have great kids. This is a straightforward matter of economic development for the sustainability and long-term health of our community. In the end, that should make us feel good. I'm proud of the work been done to diversify Mesa's educational landscape and hope that it will continue. However, unlike what we have seen in other communities and that has been written about and spoken about, this investment is with a proven product with more than a century of educational experience, my very own alma mater. Besides being ranked number one nationally as the most innovative school, beating Stanford and MIT, they were also named as first in the state and number five nationally for best prepared graduates by the Wall Street Journal, top producer of Fulbright scholars in the nation, beating UCLA, Berkeley, and Cornell, Their leader, Dr. Michael Crow, has been recognized nationally and just Friday received recognition by our very own Arizona Chamber of Commerce. In recent years, they've doubled the graduation rate, tripled the rate of student diversity, and have nationally recognized graduate programs. Again, this is an Arizona State proven product that our community, our students, and our kids deserve. Again, working with great kids every day, my own Mesa-born son, one of them, they are worth it. Our Mesa students are worth it. Mesa is certainly deserving of this investment in our economic development and long-term health of our community. So I encourage your support. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you very much, Deanna. Next, Mara Benson.
Welcome. Hello, Mayor, Council Members. My name is Mara Benson. I live at 3035 South Wildrose Street, Mesa, 85212. I've been a Mesa citizen since 2001. Professionally, I've been a realtor for over 13 years, and I'm currently with the firm of Bliss Realty. As both a realtor and a mother of two children, I support the idea of affordable and accessible educational opportunities in Mesa. I believe in the concept of preschool through college, through both private and public means for our residents. An educated and informed citizen is better prepared to make good decisions about our future and to understand the challenges facing our city and our region. As a realtor, ASU will help with downtown Mesa's economy and improve property values. This will help bring jobs, local businesses, restaurants in particular, and change the general feel of downtown Mesa. I fully support ASU coming to downtown. I also believe as a realtor, mother, and a Southeast Mesa citizen that we must have safe neighborhoods supported by adequate law enforcement resources. It takes firefighters and medical crews at times almost 10 minutes to respond to calls for help right now in the Southeast Mesa. 4 minutes is a critical time frame to get oxygen to people who are having trouble breathing or having a stroke. I fully support additional emergency staff and stations in Southeast Mesa. Thank you for the opportunity to speak tonight. Mesa is not only a place I call home, it's an investment for my family in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Mara. Brian Jeffries.
Mayor and Council, Brian Jeffries, President of the Mesa Firefighters Association, 52 South Center Street here in Mesa. Thanks for a few moments. I want to speak first on this education proposal and applaud all of you for your leadership, because bringing this before Mesa voters, I think, is just a tremendous idea. And sometimes big ideas take a lot of courage, and we're gonna see that as we go before the voters if we get this opportunity. But I have to say that, you know, we're in this unique time in the city of Mesa's history where part of the city is starting to age. And when a downtown area starts to age and it needs new invigoration, some of the three key components to see that success are, one, education, a reason to draw young people into an area to want to stay in their community, become educated in their community, and stay in their community to thrive and raise their families. Another pillar to that three-legged stool is rooftops. Not rooftops out in the suburbs, not out in the east side of town, but rooftops downtown where people want to live, both of which together will drive commerce. And that commerce will open, as the nice lady mentioned, you know, the type of amenities that people are going to want as they stay downtown. This is what help reinvigorates a downtown. And never is there a better example than what we've seen is what happened in downtown Phoenix with U of A and ASU coming down there. The Roosevelt District, the Encanto District, I mean, all of these areas surrounding there, Garfield, you name it, were really for decades in a state of complete disarray, disrepair, and places you really didn't want to go at night. The insertion of education in downtown Phoenix completely transformed the downtown core. Frankly, it wasn't the sports teams. It was education. And that education drew the commerce. It got people down there. And now it's become the hip place to live. And more people are wanting to go down there. So we're very excited about this program. And we're very excited that it is working in concert with this public safety proposal. We're in full support of this proposal. We're at a critical juncture, we think, for public safety. We did our best to weather the storm of the Great Recession, but as you know, many of our federal grants are about to dry up in 2018, and we're going through a growth pattern again where response times are going to be an issue. Even maintaining some of our current programs are going to be an issue. And really, when I speak to this, I'm really not speaking on behalf of our staff. I'm speaking on behalf of the citizens, because most departments don't touch citizens every day as much as we do and communicate with them in their homes about their needs, about what's going on with their families. And we hear this kind of feedback regularly. To take that a step further, in recent times, we've been sending out surveys of the citizens, and hundreds of them have given us their feedback about their support of public safety and providing locked-in resources to make sure that we keep up with growth, keep response times down, and keep training at a high level for our officers and our firefighters. So thank you for the opportunity. We really hope you'll proceed and vote yes to put this to the voters tonight, and you'll have our full support on this measure to hopefully bring it to success. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian. The last card I have is Amy Osowski. Welcome, Amy.
I didn't catch you guys off guard with the new last name. Mayor and council members, thank you for having me and allowing me to speak today. My name is Amy Osowski. My business address is 128 West Main Street in Mesa, and my home address is 675 East First Place. I'm here today on behalf of the Downtown Mesa business owners and as an executive member, committee member of the community group Rail Mesa to express our support with the proposed ballot measure. Downtown Mesa has struggled for decades, and even with the addition of light rail, the Mesa Art Center, and the various new businesses, events, and public art aspects that have given downtown recent momentum, we are still struggling to be the attractive city center we appreciate in our surrounding cities. We've tried for years to attack nightlife, new restaurants, and we're constantly fighting the stereotypes of being a sleepy downtown in the center of what is always billed as an extremely conservative city with nothing to do. Restaurants and new businesses do not find enough infill currently, and attractions in downtown Mesa to warrant them opening in our city. Most of us who've survived downtown do most of our business out of our back doors. This fact allows us to remain in business, but does not allow us to contribute taxes to our local area. As a business owner who hears direct feedback in the community on a daily basis, we know the single answer of just build market rate housing and above market rate housing is not a realistic solution to our problem, and that's why I speak in support of this measure today. We believe the higher education package is the right step in this multi-step process of building our economy, attracting new businesses, increasing our property values, and overcoming the stereotypes that are currently preventing new companies and higher caliber residents from choosing Mesa for their homes and businesses. By further expanding our downtown area as a hub for higher education, we would add value to attract new businesses, along with an initial wave of customers support our desired new nightlife and restaurants in that immediate area. Higher education facilities give us an instant population that has a need for market rate housing, a variety of businesses within walking distance, and staff and faculty jobs right here in our city. It also gives us a better educated workforce, which then attracts more companies to our area, fills in more vacant spaces, gives our city more tax revenue that would stay right here and fund the continuing next steps. It's imperative we give our city added value and a modern, attractive identity. Simply building new developments and market rate or above market rate housing offers little incentive to move to Mesa currently. Empty high rises will remain that if it's our focus alone, and it takes an investment in our community to build on these additional attractors. The partnering of additional police and fire services is just a logical pairing that I don't feel that I need to spend a lot of time addressing. With the addition of residents and businesses, we'll need to be proactive and add a proportionate amount of services and continue to upgrade additional dated facilities to maintain the level of safety and beauty that we've all come to expect in Mesa. In addition, the small-scale proposal that you are proposing for higher education as a part of a city center will prevent the Mill Avenue issues, but instead use best practices, like Brian Jeffrey was speaking about downtown Phoenix model, that creative plan, selective infill, and a strong partnership with the community, which resulted in reducing crime and blight in that long-struggling area. The addition of ASU is highly transformative for downtown Phoenix, and this is the scale of transformation and community partnership we need here in Mesa. This initiative is an investment in our future and our community's longevity, and I feel the small increase in tax revenue is a very minute trade-off for the years of return we'll see from this initial expansion, as well as a catalyst for continued momentum in Mesa that we have not been able to successfully create since the time of our beloved soda fountains and corner stores. We think this higher education package is the missing link to real change and progress that we desperately need to achieve prosperous growth and make Mesa an attractive, diverse city that offers something for all of us. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Amy. Appreciate that. Those are all the cards I have to speak. We do have a motion that has been made and seconded by Councilmember Luna. Mr. Smith, can we consider agenda items 5E and 5F together, or should they be voted on separately?
Yeah, can we vote on them separately, Mayor? I think that's okay. Preferable.
Then, Mr. Finder, I'm going to assume that your motion is for agenda item 5E.
Yes, Mayor, thank you. Motion for approval on 5E.
Thank you. And you're the second as well, is that correct?
That's correct, Mayor.
Thank you. Please cast your vote. Mr. Cavanaugh, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
Thank you. Mr. Richens?
I vote aye.
Thank you. The vote is unanimous. I now entertain a motion for agenda item 5F. Mr. Luna has made a motion, seconded by Mr. Glover. Please cast your votes. Mr. Cavanaugh, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
Thank you. Mr. Richens?
I vote aye.
Thank you. The vote is unanimous. Thank you, gentlemen, for your votes, and thank you for the members of the public that were here voting for this. I won't belabor this issue. The vote has been cast, and I'm looking very much forward to the campaign that our community will experience over the next 5 months. This will be a great opportunity for those of us who are advocates of this proposal to explain why this is so important. Public safety and education, as I've said before, are the two huge needs that our community is facing right now. So I look forward to explaining personally why, I won't get into doing any campaigning at this point. So forgive me if I may have come close to crossing the line there. The next item on our agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Mickelson, do we have any requests to speak?
No request, Mayor.
Thank you. Gentlemen, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Gentlemen on the phone, are you in favor of adjourning this meeting?
Yes.
No, I'd love to stay on the phone for another hour, okay. But okay.
Well, your wish will come true because we do have a meeting after this one, but we are adjourned. We do have another item on our agenda, and that is to conduct a special council meeting. And this is, so I hereby call to order the special council meeting for Monday, June 20th. The purpose of the first item on this agenda is to conduct a public hearing on the proposal for the fiscal year 2016-17 budget and the proposed fiscal year 2016-17 secondary property tax levy, and to take action on the fiscal year 2016-17 budget. The first item on the agenda is to conduct a hearing, and I declare that hearing open. Ms. Mickelson, are there any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
Thank you. Council, any comments on this item?
Mr. Mayor, I wonder, is it appropriate here to maybe get a brief overview from the staff, especially on the property tax levy? It's an interesting part here, and I think they have some good news for folks as we hear this.
We do. Good evening, Mayor and Council. Councilmember Finter, that is correct. When we look at our secondary property tax that we're having this public hearing on this evening, we are looking at next year's rate to be about 4.5% lower than our current rate today. And that's based on the increased value of the homes within the city of Mesa.
Excellent. Thank you.
So that's good. So our tax rates will be coming down in terms of the secondary property tax. Is that what I understood you to say?
That's correct. In the city of Mesa, we have a secondary property tax, and that is based on the repayment of our interest, our debt service, which is principal and interest. It's based on a set levy. So each year we have a levy, which is our debt service that we need to pay off. And as the values of the homes in Mesa change, we change and adjust our levy. So we'll be, the rate. So we'll be decreasing the rate, and that will be applied to all of the homes and businesses within the city of Mesa.
Okay. Thank you. Well, if there are no additional requests to speak or any council comment, I will declare the public hearing closed on this agenda item and entertain a motion. Mr. Luna has made a motion. Mr. Glover has seconded. And this is, again, for agenda item 1A. Actually, we don't need to vote on the public hearing, correct?
Right, just 1B, the resolution.
Thank you. So the motion that we need to vote on would be for agenda item 1B, approving the resolution, approving the budget for the fiscal year ending June 30th, 2017. Please cast your vote. Mr. Kavanaugh, how do you vote?
I vote aye.
Thank you. Mr. Richens?
I vote aye.
Thank you. The vote is unanimous. The next item on our agenda is to adjourn. I would entertain a motion to do that. Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. This aye. Meeting, thank you. Mr. Kavanaugh, how do you vote?
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much.